Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi, I'm Jess Phillips. Welcome to yours sincerely, Letterbox. I like to keep a special box filled with my favourite letters from the people I love. I treasure the letters that inspired me and made me smile the most. And while making this podcast, I've heard so many special letters that I would add to the yours sincerely, Letterbox. So I'm going to start sharing them with you. What do you think of when you think of death? The concept of death is often obscured by mystery, superstition, and fear. In this clip, comedian and writer Cariad Lloyd and I talk about facing death, the complex emotions that come with grief, and how to manage conversations about it.
I did a Q&A the other day and someone was like, oh, her mum had just passed away and she was like 50-something. And she was like, when I see anyone complaining about mums who died plus, you know, they're like 60, she's like,
yeah,
I want to smack
totally
them around
like
the head.
That. I'm totally like that.
And I said to her, like, but you're not alone. Like, that's what we all do. My dad was 44.
Yeah.
So if somebody says to me, oh, my dad died and he was 90, my immediate thought is, oh, was he 90?
Look at you.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
That's sad. And then I've learned to go, well, grief is grief. And of course, if you're sad, that's absolutely fine. Like, but that took me doing the show and interviewing that many people and seeing their pain and being like, oh, I see. No one wins. Like,
yeah.
Even if you get them for longer, you get them for longer, but then you have to see them deteriorate or you have to look after them.
The frisson between the sudden or the long.
I have interviewed people who've literally gone, oh, I wish they'd had a terminal illness. I got a call in the night. And as someone who's in the terminal illness club, I'm like, it's not great. There's call in the night versus watching someone really, really suffer. And nobody's winning.
It feels like the outcome is exactly the same. My husband's mother died last March, just suddenly had a heart attack. We saw her in the morning. She was absolutely fine.
Oh.
She was dead by the end of the day. My mum took 3.5 years of slow deterioration. It's shit all round.
And that's the thing is, I think once we can admit, oh, I've got the feelings of jealousy, and then you can see them for their, like, the illogical nature of them, and you can go, oh, okay, well, actually, nobody's winning. So now I can just get on with the grief rather than feeling guilty about I'm jealous, so that's guilty, so I'm not going to feel it, so I'm going to put it away. And then you don't get to your grief, rather than just, like, being like, here's the mess, that's how you feel, be honest about it. And then when you're honest about it and you see everyone, you can go, oh, we all feel like that. Right, great, that's done. Now I can look at, I miss them and I'm just really sad. You can just get to that bit.
I definitely got my bitterness about it from my mum, who was not a particularly bitter person, but I remember while she was dying, we were in a lift in Selfridges in Birmingham, and two women about my mum's age and with her daughter, who was a woman about my age, got in, and they were very, like, you know, well turned out, which already would have been grist to my mother's mill. We got in the lift and we're like, oh, hello, like, sort of just like being friendly and smiling.
Yeah, yeah.
And they literally were both stony faced and didn't even talk to each other. And as they walked out of the lift on a different floor, my mum very audibly said, it's just not fair that I'm going to die and she's not.
Good for her.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
It's just like that.
Everybody,
you just feel like I'm going to be missing from the world more than this woman.
So many guests have said that, like, you know, when you see, I've interviewed people who are famous, like, actors, parents, and they'll be like, you know, example of Rosa Hoskins, Bob Hoskins' daughter, and she was like, you see the people they worked with on the front cover of a magazine being like, oh, 70 and still hitting all this, and you start thinking, well, how come they didn't get to continue their work and their art? Like, so these are such normal feelings to have, and you're right, your mum's right. It's shit. It's shit that good people die.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes arseholes live on. Like, it's unbelievable. But that's what comes down to. Death is something that happens to us and we have no control over it. And that's actually what most of grief is about, is like, oh, I'm a vulnerable human. We're all humans. We all have no say when this thing will happen to us, but it will happen to all of us. It's absolutely guaranteed. You know, not everyone goes to university, not everyone gets a mortgage, not everyone has social media, but everybody is going to die at some point. Yeah. No one's going to, like, buy their way out of it, even though they think they might
be able to. Some people think they might, don't they?
They think they might, but
who would want to?
I know, exactly.
What a horrible idea. That's worse for me than death.
Your dead frozen head joining in at shit Christmas dinners. Oh, great. You can't eat anything because I haven't worked out how to keep your stomach alive. But you're here to complain. I'm a bit cold, actually. Can we not get out, great-grandma, please? Yeah. I mean, leave her in the fridge. She's so annoying.
Your dad, I suppose, is giving a gift to, you know, the world and talking about grief.
Yeah, I don't think he ever would have expected it, especially it's the irony being he absolutely didn't talk about his death, didn't want to, was absolutely in denial, was like, no, I'm not dying, it's not happening, even as he was in the cancer ward. So I think he'd be very surprised that legacy had happened, but also very pleased that we were all talking about him.
Yeah, he'd like that. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Yours Sincerely with Jess Phillips. If you want to listen to the rest of my conversation with Carrie, scroll back to the 30th of March 2023. It's episode 7 of series 2. Don't forget to listen, like, follow or subscribe to Yours Sincerely on this app or wherever you get your podcasts. And why not write a letter to your friends telling them about this one? We're also on at Jess Phillips Pod on socials if you'd like to get in touch with the show. Goodbye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's GRAMMARLY.com/podcast. Easier said, done.